Okay, we are up to page Resh and Beis. Let's see. We were learning Ulaavde b'chol levavchem u'b'chol nafshechem. I guess we'll read through the column. Start it again. We said to serve Hashem with all your heart and all your soul. Shekvar kodem atzivoi, even though previously we had already been commanded. V'yahavta b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha. U'maze Hashem oisif b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshechem. Yeshleimer b'pshitus. Shepashu rishoyin the nemer b'loshin yachid. When we say Shema, the first paragraph is in Lashon Yachid. If you're in the middle of saying Shema and you don't know what you're up to, so you got to stop it, you got to catch whether you're saying Lashon Yachid or Lashon Rabbim, okay? And you'll know what you're, if you're up to the first or the second. The first is Lashon Yachid. What? It doesn't help it yet, okay? Abba Chazal, the Gemara darshes the very beginning of Tainus. Amru ezi avoyde she believe. Shari stam avoyde he avoyde sakrabanis shuba meisa. Avoyde is usually an act, and this is believe. Havaimer zut tefila. Vav shechiv tefila hu ba'amira bepeh. Even though chiv tefila is verbal, kaimala and hira lav kadibur dami. I think I'd be digressed in discussing that. After the brackets, Haynu Shoifen Asiyas HaMitzvah Hidavka V'Dibur Aval Etzem Kiyom HaMitzvah Rak Belev. You do it by speaking, but the Kiyom is Belev. Shia Sichai Rachimim V'Tachnu Afnei HaMakim V'Kach Nikras HaTfila Avaydi Shia Belev. Now this is, according to Shitas HaRambam, this is the Makar for Davening. Davening is Mitzvah Dairaisa, according to the Rambam, and the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs brings this Pasuk for the Mitzvah of Tefillah. The Ramban disagrees. The Ramban holds that the makar of davening is a pasuk in Parsha Shoftim. Ki says el amachama alayevecha v'risa v'risa amrabimcha. It says if you go to battle and you see a nation that's bigger than you, so the Torah says don't be afraid of them. Uskatim b'chatzoitz rois. It says blow the trumpets. So the Ramban sees the blowing of trumpets as the mitzvah of davening. Interesting Ramban. If I recall correctly, Ramban says, "Love them chol levavchem is a drasha. It's not pshat." You have to know for sefer mitzvahs to be counted in tariag mitzvahs, it has to be mafurish b'kra. There are many obligations that are drasha obligations. They don't go into the count of tariag mitzvahs. They're not part of the 613, and therefore. The Rambam holds Lovdei b'chol levavchem is not the source for tefillah. He says if there's a source of tefillah in the Torah, then it's uskata b'chatzaisus. Now it comes out a very big nafkamina. According to the Rambam, the mitzvah deraisa is to daven every single day, because everything in this parasha is every day to learn, to put on tefillin, mezuzah, and everything is every day. According to the Ramban, it's not that way. According to the Ramban, the mitzvah d'iraisa is to daven when you have a problem. When you have a problem, most days. The to daven for something that a person needs. You go to Mechama, you daven. So there are two different ways of looking at the mitzvah d'iraisa of davening. Oh, wow, he's good. Okay. Oh, Parshas Baal Oischa. No, it's not the same one. In Parshas Baal Oischa, it does say, it's true. It says here in Baal Oischa, this week's parsha, that when you go to battle, you should blow trumpets. However, there are two different trumpets. These trumpets are the draft trumpets, the draft to draft people to come to do battle, and that's this one. The other one, the other one is later in Devarim. Okay. It's interesting. No, according to the Rambam, it's every day. According to Rambam,
it's only when you have a tzara.
Well, the Rambam says when you have a tzara, when you have an unusual problem, an unusual difficulty. That's when there's, you're always kedavin, but it's not a kiyum mitzvah d'oraisa. That's what he says. Belina, I'll check the Ramban. What? No, you may be right. It may be the pasuk. I don't know. Belina, I'll check the Ramban. Ramban is safer a mitzvah, and our Washington Heights friend may be right again. We'll see. I'll try. I'll look for it later. I can never look for things under pressure. Yeah, tefillah is about needs. The question is certainly the seder of Shachris Mincha Maariv is a drabbanim. Even though we learn out of the Yavai, so we learn a Keneged Tmidim, but Keneged Tidim Tiknum, it was a takana made Keneged Tmidim. And that's certainly a drabbanim. The form is a drabbanim. The concept is deraisa. So, of course, every tefillah is for needs. And that's what tefillah is. Okay, getting back. So, Nechluchu Kamoi, Im Yafusa Zeh Ulimud Gomer, Bechem Pasek HaRambam, Shechiyat Filam is Seh Deraisa, Ela Sheech Lispal, Venusach HaTfilam, Vizmana, Hadadavin, the language and the time, Enam Kiyamid Rabbanan, which is the Rambam Shita. Oy Sheikh Chiyat Filam Rabbananu, Volimud Zeh Hu Asmachta Vesaad Letakantam, and if so, this is just an asmachta, v'chein das roiv ha-paiskim. Ula Rambam, chayav es noshim b'mitzvah zu, ach shemina tayre kaval azman. According to the Rambam, women are mechuyev in this mitzvah, it's a mitzvah deraisa that has no set time. L'shar ha-paiskim chayav es misvara. Kim yishagam heim, tzricha es litfila, kadis v'gemara, shenoshim chayav es mitfila, derach mininu, shari inyin hayayis ha-tfila avayda, Now, what he's saying is that it could be the rice, it could be the rabbanon. If we're not chayiv, then it's a drabbanon. Rav Moshe, Nigus Moshe, the second volume of Aruch Chaim, it says a chiddush. He says that even if your whole tefillah itself is not a deraisa, but it's a kiyum of the mitzvah of emuna. Emuna is certainly one of the tarig mitzvahs. If a person believes in God, if you believe in an all-powerful God, then when you have a need, you would memela daven. And there, Ramesh is machadesh that even b'nei noyach chayavim to daven. That's the piece. Interesting letter. It's a letter that was written to regarding prayer in the public schools. Some of the from Askanim had asked Ramesh what their position should be. Praying in the public schools. So Ramesha, instead of thinking politically, thought technically. He says, well, I am also b'chayiv to daven, so we should be for praying in the public school. I understand that in many public schools there are a lot of reasons to pray when you're in school during the day. But, yeah. So at any rate, this is the machlaikis as he brings it. Hine, hi'iru chazal, Einenu, God, the Chazal lit up our eyes. They enlightened us. Bepirish love day b'chol levavchem. Aval eich noven al pizeh hemshuch b'chol nafshechem. Now, love day b'chol levavchem is davening. So, how does that continue to b'chol nafshechem with all your souls? B'chol pizeh sheyesh b'tfila b'leiv v'yesh tfila b'nefesh. Listen to this. There's davening with your heart. And there's davening with your soul. V'yivur inyan behegda. So he's going to now try to explain what these two aspects of davening are. With the hagdama, ma shebechol tefila sa'amida, acha berchus shemeya tefila, every time we daven Shemoneh Esrei, after we finish making our requests, shayvchen siach, ritzei Hashem alakeinu ba'amcha Yisrael v'sfila san. Now, haloyze ata hispalalnu, we just said the words, shema keleinu. And Kabel Barak Murasayin is Tfilah Seinu. Ki Keshmiya Tfilah Sechnu Nata. So you already said to God, listen to our Tfilahs, to our prayers. So Ma Maisifin B'Tfilah would say, we ask Hashem that our davening should find favor. What are you adding? V'Nirash Yeshnei Sugei Tfilah. So to explain this, he says there are two types of davening. Echa Tfilah B'Leiv. Ha'negas L'Tzarchenu Agashmiyam. When you need something, So you think about it in davening. And also to request that I have to do spiritual things. Again, ala tshuva, ala slicha v'chaparo, tarli ben lov d'cha b'emes. So these are needs that we have, whether physical or spiritual. Akvar hiskarnu shaloshin mispaleel, hu mebinyin mispoel, shodim mefaleel al atzmai. It's a tefillah that goes back on the person himself. Most people who daven are thinking of themselves. So it's a tefillah that a person says for himself, and naturally, your heart, your emotions go into it. So that's the first and the typical type of tefillah. Hasuga sheini hu atfilah tzerach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a much higher level of davening. We daven kiviyachol for God's sake, shemevakshin, sheyismait chilul Hashem hanayra hanimtza ba'olam. That the chilul Hashem, meaning the void of the recognition of Hashem, should come to an end. She is gadol v'yiskadosh mei rabba. Ve'ino letzarech ha'adam klal. And we're not davening for the sake of the person. L'chein itfilo b'chol nefesh. Shemespal misalek nafshei ritzoynei aprati legamri. He ignores his own personal benefit. Now this sefer was written from Rav Schwab's oral teaching, and it's missing Marim Akaimis for the most part. The concept that he's writing about comes from Nefesh HaChaim. The Sefer of Chaim Volozhin, the Gross Talmud, wrote a Sefer, and in it he explains tefillah. And he says the ideal tefillah, the tefillah of the higher level, is when a person davens for Kvayt Shemayim. And he says, anytime you daven for the benefit of Klal Yisrael, that's Kvayt Shemayim. Because when Klal Yisrael, meaning from Yidden, are recognized, then that itself is Kvayt Shemayim. Recognize it in a positive way. So he says in the bottom line, Azais HaKavana Haisa Kol Avoides HaKarbonis. Now all the karbonis in the Beis HaMikdash, Yalu L'Reach Nichayach LaHashem. You have to realize a carbon is very hard to understand. A person goes and he spends $1,000 on a bull or an ox, and he brings it and he shechts it and he burns it. So it's a very selfless thing to bring such a carbon. Began karbachatas bala melechas achisarin lamalis achisarin. Karbachatas also, it comes to fulfill something you're lacking. Hayna acha sheshav adam b'tshuva. After a person does tshuva, shibul ada without tshuva zevach v'sharim tayeva, carbon is useless. Adayin nisher roishem hachet. A person still has the impact of the sin. Shayodei ne'adara kedusha ba'ilam. L'chemevi. Hashav, the one who does tshuva, brings carbon Lashem, she harai yishapach letoy, v'tach zchilul Hashem shegarim b'chetoy, tisrabah hakadusha, b'makam hatumah tovaya tahara. So karbonis do that, they turn it around. Avashar kol avaydi shebimingdash en serach reach nechayach. So what he's saying is that there are two parts of davening. There's davening that's connected to karbonis, and it's davening that's keneged of a tikkun. We find everywhere where it talks about davening, dual aspects of davening, what we call the davening als the bakosha tzrachim, requesting things you need, and davening for a spiritual reason, to Hashem. So we find the two sources for davening of a tikkun. And can I get Karbonis Tiknum? Avos Tiknum is Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Where was it? Yitzchak was going out to daven for a shidduch. That's the pasuk. And Yaakov was leaving the house of his father to go to Lavan. That's Bakashas Tzrachim. One aspect of davening is Bakashas Tzrachim. The other aspect of davening is the Karbonis. Can I get Karbonis Tiknum? Is the Karbonis aspect. So there are two aspects of davening.
So when you said the second category is Atfilah Letzarech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Mevakshim Sheyismai Tfilah Hashem, what's God going to do to the What are we asking Hashem to do?
We're asking that God be marbe kvod shamayim. How? By, the way Chaim Volozhin explains it, he hasn't spoken this out, is by being marba the honor of people who do God's will, by lifting up the honor of those who do God's will, by making them successful and happy people, by helping them be successful and happy people. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings up the darga. If you live in a community and the people who serve Hashem are people who are more positive, and the more positive your life is, the more positive you'll be, then that picks up Kvod Shamayim.
So that goes back to the first category of davening. If your needs aren't satisfied.
So if you daven your needs for your sake, that's the first type of davening. If you're davening for an idealistic reason, so that's the second part that he's talking.
You say the davening, the man Shamay,
the man Shamay. Man Shemai. The Torah Tamim attaches Laman Shemai. He says we daven in the Schus of the Avais. We daven in the Schus of the Avais, and we add maybe Goyal Bnei Bnei Laman Shemai just in case. There's a man, the Yom, the Gemara says Tomu Schus Avais. So we add just in case, like if Schus Avais is not enough, so do it in your own honor. In other words, do it as Kvay Shemaim. And that's the way we done. So
there's a hint of it in the Chumash when Moshe Rabbeinu tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you don't do this and this, how's it going to look, you know, to the Goyim?
It's true. Well, Lama Yavru Mitzrayim. It's a very good example. Lama Yavru Mitzrayim is exactly right.
That's also Brooklyn Brookway. The Kodesh Mayim is the Hill Hashem and everything.
Okay. All right, you're right. It's a very good example of davening for the sake of the of Kvay Shemayim. So he finishes by saying Lu'umas, the second paragraph of Rishon Gimel, Lu'umas Shnei Sugiyat Filoseilu Tiknu Anshe Knesset Gedola Beis Brachas. So that's why we have towards the end of Shmei Nesrei Bircha Shemayat Fila Al Tzrocha Megashmi of Aruchniim Hitzarcha Yachin Hitzarcha Klal Yisrael on the things we need. What is exactly tikabel berotzayin? It's not so self-explanatory here. Tikabel berotzayin. Berotzayin means that it should be in God's will. But I guess he means is that it's God's will, kabiyachol for the sake of God, as opposed to fulfilling our will, which is for our sake. Anyway, that's how he divides the two aspects of Shemayin Esrei. One of the interesting possible topics that would be an outcome is the requirement that we ask for everything in Shemayin Esrei, with every bracha is ma'akiv. If you missed one bracha in Shemayin Esrei, you have to repeat Shemayin Esrei. It's difficult to understand. Why should you have to ask for everything? You have to request everything. So it may well be that for the part of davening, which is a personal request, you don't have to ask for everything. Ask for what you want. For the part of davening that's quite shamayim, we ask for everything. The Sama Rebbe writes in his Divrei Yoel that when the Beis Hamikdash stood, you didn't have to say all 18 brachas. From the middle, you picked what you needed. If you needed money, you daven Baruch Aleinu. If you needed health, you daven Rafeinu. If you need some brains, you daven Atachayne, which most people could use. So, what? Yeah, we sort of include our tefillah with them. He doesn't say it arbitrarily. The Gemara says that they forgot the order of the middle brachas. They had techazu v'tichlum. So he says, oh, I forgot that. I didn't daven every day. He says, because when the Beis Hamikdash stood, they didn't have to say all the middle brachas. Now it's true, we do daven b'lashon rabbim, and we always include our requests with the lashon of the rabbim. But let's face it, when you need something, you have more kavanah than the one that you need. It's just,
it's
I'm sorry, Mashiach will come, we'll still have to daven. The kabbalists are the avoida aspect of davening, the bakashas tzorachim we still have. I assume that Shachas Mechamar, I think so. Okay, we'll pick up tomorrow night, God willing.